The Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bone.
It is the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. Before we get to news, we have some breaking news. It has been confirmed that overnight last night, Matt Lauer has been fired from NBC News. Which, for some reason, I want to say he was leaving, wasn't he? Or wasn't he on his last year or whatever? But the interesting part of it is he was fired for inappropriate sexual behavior in the workplace. There are really very few details available right now.
He was fired over a complaint from a colleague about that. So
yes. They said, we were also presented with a reason to believe this may not have been an isolated incident. It was enough for them to go ahead and fire a guy who has been there for 20 years, a long time. So, I mean, in some cases, you are going to see people losing their jobs because they were looking for a reason to get them out. And the minute someone says inappropriate behavior, they go, oh, good, out. There you go. That's our out. So, I don't know if that's the case with Matt, but Matt Lauer fired from the Today Show. So if this was released 12 minutes ago and it happened overnight, how crazy is it if you have to show up at work, like if you're Al Roker today or if you're whoever else is taking over? And
well, I guess they announced it at the top of the Today Show.
Oh, they did? That he'd been fired?
Yeah, I guess. Or they at least acknowledged it or did something, you know, saying.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Imagine being the co-or. Imagine you have to get on the air and say that the Mike Calta Show is no longer going to have Mike Calta because I got in trouble for inappropriate sexual behavior.
This morning on the Today Show, the part of Matt Lauer will be played by a plant.
Do you know that that's what they used to do, you kids over there? That's what they did, like, on soap operas?
Yeah.
That you'd watch a soap opera for 10 years. It'd be like, I'm telling you right now that there are soap operas that have the same actors on there from when I was a kid, a little kid.
Yeah.
And so they'll change them because guys will come and go or girls will come and go. So they'd be like, the new actor would walk on the scene, he'd say a word, and they'd go, the part of Roman Brady is now played by this guy, you know? And you're like, what? You
got and so it's new like guy? The same character, just different,
different
person.
Different guy. And then, so Roman Brady was on Days of Our Lives. He was a huge part of the storyline, right? There was a killer, a serial killer, and he was a cop, and he was there to guard Marlena. And, of course, they fell in love together. And then he had to find the serial killer and save Marlena and all that stuff. And then he left, and they brought in a new guy that didn't look anything like him. And he became the new Roman. And you were like, the other guy had curly brown hair. This guy's got jet black hair. And he's like 10 years younger. And then 10 years later, they bring back the other guy. And then they tell you that this guy, since he's been on for 10 years and you're already invested in him now, he's, in fact, a different character, and he's been posing as the other. Oh,
right, yeah.
Blows your mind, dude. It blows your mind.
There's really no ties with reality for soap operas. They're like, yep, this happened.
That's what makes it so good, though.
Isn't that why people, like, love them?
Yeah.
And there's also no turnover in audience. Like, if you start watching Days of Our Lives, you watch it for the rest of your life.
I remember watching Days of Our Lives, and one of the things where I was like, all right, come on now, was whenever Marlena was possessed by the devil.
Yeah. Poor Marlena. She had all the problems.
I loved Marlena.
You did. I know you did. I don't know why. She didn't do it. I was hope.
Oh, yeah. Well, hope was hot, of course. But Marlena had that deer look to her. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. There's girls that look like deers sometimes. It's a good look.
And don't think he's not telling the truth. Look at all these girls using the deer Snapchat filter.
Stop doing that.
No, if you may make some of you better looking.
If you naturally look like a deer, it's hot.
Don't talk like a deer. If I am enjoying your Snapchat pictures for a sexual reason, like if I'm watching you and I'm like, wow, this girl's sexy. Once you're like, I'm like, I don't like that. Now you're ruining it.
Terrible.
For me.
By the way, Matt Lauer almost made it to 20 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So he started in 19. Let's see, on the Today Show. Blah blah blah. He started in 98 to 2017. So
what is? Like, I'm dying to know what Matt Lauer was doing. Was he having sexual relations with people at work? Like, is that the inappropriate sexual behavior? I mean, he's a semi-good-looking guy that women seem attractive to, attracted to, and he's at work, and some woman wants to bang him, and he bangs her. Is that is that what they're considering, or is he pulling his wiener out?
Or it could be a girl that he banged.
There's levels of creepy now. There's Cosby, where you're drugging him.
Right.
There's Weinstein, where you're just whipping it out and masturbating in front of them.
Well, he's trapping him.
Yeah. And then there's who are some of the
Louis C.K. who asked? Right.
Polite rapist. Yeah. Yes, there's the drug rapist. Uh-huh. There's the angry rapist. Then there's the polite rapist.
Right. So you got Spacey, who's just putting his hands down people's pants and making out with them.
Interesting. I'm on Spacey's side on that.
Al Franken's just going in for a kiss and then sticking his tongue.
And he's waiting for you to fall asleep to make his move. Yeah.
By the way,
he's not actually touching. He's just miming. Yeah.
I'm on Al Franken's side too.
Franken's a mime rapist.
Franken did things that were inappropriate, but he wasn't nearly as bad as the other guys.
Yeah.
Franken certainly, as a senator, should not be pretending to do Tune in Tokyo on a sleeping woman.
Right.
But, I mean,
Franken as an SNL writer totally could.
Right, yeah.
Franken as an SNL writer could, and Franken as a performer sticking his tongue in that woman's mouth, that was part of the gag. Mm. You know what I mean? I don't know. I like Leanne Tweeden, but so far I'm on Franken's side on that. Not that he wasn't wrong, but I don't think that he should lose his job, and he's also been the one to own up to it. He hasn't said, "Oh, it wasn't that big." But he said, "It was inappropriate, and I'm sorry." And he wrote her a letter.
Who? What do you think Matt Lauer is worth?
$20 million.
No.
Higher.
$100 million.
No.
Lower.
35.
Higher.
50.
58.
A little higher.
60.
60.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ooh, must be gonna be tough for him. I don't know how he's gonna survive. From here on out. What is he, like 50 something years old?
Oh God.
And he's got.
Is he married?
Yes.
He is married?
Well, for now he is.
Right,
can we find out what this inappropriate...
He is 59 years old.
So he's 60 years old. He's got the next 30 years of his life, hopefully, to sit there and enjoy his $60
million. $60 million, but then they say his salary is $28 million per year. So, yeah.
Got to spend a lot of money to live in New York.
Right.
Half of that's going to taxes. Keep that in mind. Think about it. In all seriousness, $28 million, he's paying, a quarter... No, he's paying 40% of that to city and state tax, and then he's paying his agents and his managers and all that. Don't get me wrong, he's going to walk away with probably $17 million. It's still a pretty good deal, but you had 28. You know what I mean?
Right,
Now he's got 17.
Yeah.
All right, let's check in with Galvin. We'll get the rest of the news.
And now, news with Galvin on the Mike Kelta Show.
Galvin, before we go to news... It seems that the serial killer is on line one.
Uh-oh.
Is he calling collect? Is this a collect call from jail, serial killer?
You have a collect call from...
Serial killer.
Do you accept the charges?
Yes, we accept the charges.
Hi, guys.
Oh, you got busted.
I'm so bummed out right now. I'm such a sad serial killer.
What happened, serial killer? Did you get sloppy?
You know, I stopped into work to get an Egg McMuffin, and I told them, hold my bag, do not touch my bag. And then I went out for a stroll, I went to Am Scott, came back, and there's all these cops there. I don't know why they want to catch me.
Oh, it's because you taunt them so much. You kept telling them you'd never be caught.
You never should have told us how much you loved Egg McMuffin.
That's right.
It was your downfall.
Well, I can't help it. I love Egg McMuffins.
You won't be able to get one in jail now if they got you. You think you're going to get the death penalty?
You know, guys, I got to be honest with you. They didn't catch me.
Oh!
Never catch me. That's not the real serial killer.
Oh, you.
What is the HD3? Listen to that guy's name.
HD3.
He's not the Howell Donaldson III, HD3. Listen to this guy. No, listen to me. I let the guy borrow my hoodies. I got to get back in there, into the Mustang, into the police impound, get my hoodies back, and get back out there, rollerblade, and do my thing.
Oh, so
they
that
could never catch me.
So that was it. Me. You let the guy borrow your hoodies. You set him up for the fall. And meanwhile,
that's how he's getting away so fast. Rollerblade.
Yeah, he was getting his Egg McMuffin while they busted that guy, and then he rollerbladed out of there, laughing at everyone. Boy, you are a tricky serial killer.
Yes, I'll have one Egg McMuffin and a snack pack. You guys don't have snack packs? Oh my god.
Well.
Never catch me. Every time you see a murder anywhere in the U.S., anywhere, just know, guys, it's your friendly serial killer doing it.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Please, stop.
Stop. It's almost Christmas time. Come on now.
I love the holidays. I love it when I kill somebody and I take whatever they got in their pockets. Sometimes it's chocolate. It's fun, guys. You don't understand.
Well,
I do.
I have to say, I don't condone your murders, but I do like you, serial killer. You're, yeah. You're growing on me.
Listen, I'm a friendly serial killer. Despite what everybody else says, I'm a happy guy. I love it.
What if I get McDonald's to just give you free Egg McMuffins as a trade, but you can't kill anybody else?
No, sir. No deal.
No deal?
Can't do it. Gotta keep killing.
All right.
Can't stop me now.
No. Come on.
All right. Well, listen, I'm going to say I hope you stop. But I'm glad. I'm almost glad that they didn't catch. So HD3, you're gonna let him take the rap?
Hey, you know, 24 years old, graduated college, on top of the world, working at McDonald's. Look at that guy. What a loser.
No.
HD3.
All right. Well, I guess I'm glad you're still free, and I look forward to our chats every once in a while. Watch out, Buckhorn's gonna find you.
Yeah, good luck, buddy.
All right, serial killer. Thank you.
Peace out.
See you, buddy. There See you ya. Go. Wow. That's a serial killer. Goddamn, Egg McMuffins almost got him.
Almost
got him. Almost. What do we have in news today, Galvin?
Well, there was a press conference last night at 11 p.m. in regards to the Semolite serial killer. Here is Tampa Police Chief Brian Dugan talking about that. We have some video.
What
on
a great name.
Bone TV.
You want an old Irish guy to be your...
Right? Here we go. Check this out.
I am pleased to announce that tonight we will be making an arrest in the Seminole Heights murders.
Maybe.
Our detectives are currently working on the charging documents, and we will be charging 4 counts of first-degree murder for Hal Emanuel Donaldson III.
HD3.
24 years old. Now, unfortunately, I will not have the answers that you are going to want. This is an ongoing situation. We responded out to the area about 2:30 this afternoon. We received some information about Mr. Donaldson having a firearm at the McDonald's. One of his co-workers approached a police officer. That is what led us to that. Through our investigation, several hours later, we will be charging Donaldson, like I said, with 4 counts of first-degree murder.
Wow. So, Tampa police say they arrested 24-year-old Howell Emanuel Donaldson III in connection with 4 fatal shootings in the city of Seminole Heights neighborhood. The charging documents are still being crafted. Well, this was as of last night for Donaldson, who will face 4 counts of first-degree murder. Earlier in the day, the Tampa police received a tip around 2:40 p.m. that a man who had a gun in a bag at a local McDonald's, police confiscated the weapon and detained Donaldson to learn more about the gun and any possible connection to the killings.
I'm going to say, despite what the serial killer says, they got him. I mean, because of the cell phone pinging next to where the incidents are. And I believe that here's what I think is going to come out of this, is that there's going to be other people who knew. And there could be possible charges about people not turning this guy in. And I really would love to find out at the end what his motive was. If he's just crazy or if, I mean, because think about it, there's innocent people. One was that poor lady that I met, and then the other one was that guy who was going across to meet his pastor to help feed poor people. I mean, why these people?
The poor kid that
waiting
was
for the bus.
Yeah, getting off the bus first day at work.
Yeah,
and, I think he had some problems and stuff. And yeah, that's rough.
So why those people? I would like to know if there's any reason at all.
Yeah.
Hey, Drew Scott here, and I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. it'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.